We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go! It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday. Oh, pour that Funky Buddha.
Oh, but
pour that Funky Buddha, white boy.
Crank it up for the hard seltzers. Funky
yes.
Buddha hard seltzers. Crank
yes.
it.
Yes! Speak the gospel. Dan Day, are you dancing in your studio right now, Dan Day?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Turn into Diddy.
He did. What? Solana, are you dancing in your studio?
Got the fresh fit on. I'm dancing, baby.
Yeah, fresh fit. Fit check. Here we go.
Fit check.
Can't even. Oh. We have something that I have to audible here because I want to do something I think will be more fun than our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha song. Everybody should be stocked up. You know, the hurricane on its way. You should be stocked up on all the essentials like Funky Buddha hard seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
And be ready to get through the weekend with no problem. But I have to audible here because we always have fun. We're going to get to Dan Day's montage here in a second. And we love the song, doing the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. But earlier in the show, I had forgotten that Crowder had mangled another name. Yesterday, he mangled Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can you play the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing again?
And all the Schnorkenegger.
And it got us into a game. Worst pronunciations of names yesterday. It got us into a game, and it went a little bit viral because they're so damn funny. So here are the three contestants from yesterday, but we're going to throw in a fourth today just for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. So yesterday, our contestants were Channing Crowder with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And all the snorkeling that...
Which is really great. Rick Ross with Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
And Eric Reed, and again, I need to make this caveat. This is not, you know, this season. This is rookie season. Probably the first time Eric Reed ever had to say Giannis Antetokounmpo's name during a game. But here is Eric Reed with Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
I know it's coming, and it makes me laugh. Out of token boo. But we have a new contestant from earlier today. Crowder was trying to say Jake Gyllenhaal. Here's what it came out like.
Jake Gyllenhaal. You act like Jake Gyllenhaal is the Mona Lisa.
He is very popular. Jake Gyllenhaal? Gyllenhaal?
You think? Come on.
Play it one more time, Solana.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal.
We have a new contestant, ladies and gentlemen. All right. One more time. Here's Crowder with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And all the snorkeling.
Here's Rick Ross with Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Here's Eric Reed with Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
That one gets me every time. And once more, we circle back to Crowder for Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Tremendous. Tremendous. All right, let's get headlines real quick here, Solana. Headlines weather with Solana real quick. Then we're going to get to the Dan Day montage. Headlines.
Let's go out to our NBA scoreboard day two.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
I don't like y'all at all.
Oh, that's so great.
Are you guys my friends?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good looking dude. Good looking guy.
He is. All right. Damn. Go ahead, Solana.
Right now, the NBA scoreboard, day two of the NBA's return tournament in Orlando. The Magic just wrapped up a W versus the Brooklyn Nets, 128-118. The Wizards, they trail the Suns 60-46. And the Grizzlies, they trail the Trailblazers 52-42. Kind of weird there. They trail the Trailblazers.
Trail the Trailblazers, sure. Yeah. Trail the Blazers. All right, anything else?
And the Heat, they play tomorrow, 1 p.m. Hear that game on 7-9 of the ticket. The Florida Panthers, they play tomorrow, 4 p.m. You can hear that game, 560, the Joe, WQAM.
We're going to talk with Steve Goldstein. Goldie's going to join us next. Break down a little bit of that Panthers series that starts tomorrow.
Let's get to weather. Brian Norcross from Local 10, chief meteorologist. Or not chief, but he is a meteorologist out there. For Local 10, and we had Julie Dirt on earlier. They are pretty clear that this storm has shifted west. Hurricane Isaias has shifted east, so we are not looking or expected to get a direct hit, but things can change. So this 5 p.m. advisory that has come out will give us a better indication of how we should prepare here in South Florida.
What are you saying, man? That was the most unclear update I've ever heard. Julie Durda, when she was on with us at 4 o'clock, said the European models have it potentially actually making landfall between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. Everyone in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach should expect some nasty weather starting tomorrow. And we'll have a better idea, obviously, as you get about 12 hours out from landfall. You're hoping that it skirts the coast and stays to the east, but you should be prepared for wet and windy weather tomorrow.
Exactly what I said.
Okay.
You said it moved west and east at the same time.
Yeah, that's
time.
Why I was
that's
so
impossible.
Confused.
No, I said it moved west, and then I said, excuse me, it moved east, which it did. And we're still not sure if it will make landfall on the Florida Peninsula, but we've got to, you know.
Right. But, it is moving. It's moving west. You're hoping that it turns more north as it gets closer to us, but it's moving west, not east. If it was moving east, it would be have made a U-turn. It didn't.
A U-turn? I mean, no, it's shifted.
No,
that's fine. I'm not
shifted, but it's already moving on a projection west. Like it's moving west. It's been moving west for days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing here it has shifted west.
It doesn't just shift. It didn't shift. It's been west. And shift means it moved. It hasn't moved anywhere.
But in other words, this is terrible because this is really where we're supposed to help people. It's more likely now that there will be some landfall on the coast of Florida.
Correct.
And so be prepared.
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah, we should know, but really we should prep for tropical storm conditions as early as tomorrow.
Yes, and as Julie Dirt said, probably a Category 1 could potentially be a Category 2.
Solana, come get my boat from my house and ride out and check it out for me.
I'll see if
Jake Gyllenhaal
can jump
maybe
out on
me. Maybe he can help. Yeah. Yeah, maybe he can help.
Touche.
Is there anything else?
No, I mean, that was the weather. Normally
you
take
all right.
it from there.
You have a sponsor or anything?
No, normally you take it
all right.
from there, yeah.
Let's get to the montage then. Dan Day goes into the lab every week, takes some of me and Crowder's better moments, puts together the week that was montage. Here it is.
Highlights.
Crowder, crowd pleaser.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Come on with it.
Come on with it.
Speaking of meaningful
dude said a
games.
Mouthful right there. Come on with it.
Come on with it. I can't wait.
Highlight.
If you can slide in the strip club, eat a 10-piece chicken wing, grab some lobster, throw $100 and leave, and now you're $200 down? Those are entertainment dollars. Yep. Lou was just spending some entertainment dollars.
That's Hawk, right.
you taught me that.
Hawkman Highlight.
Ta-ta-ta-licious.
I thought her mom had a stutter. Edison Volquez.
And Hawk go to the same barber. And all the snorkin' I loved her in high school. I didn't know she had BO and underarm hair. So a great, great analogy you just gave.
I have been using deodorant sporadically.
Get a highlight, boy.
Get your ass out of our country.
That's exactly what they said.
You no dirty, filthy, virus-ridden Americans. Get out of here. Speaking on behalf of Canadians, but it's in the red. I hate that son of a bitch.
Get your ass right, son. Ta-ta-ta-licious. Come on, do it. You are policeman today. You are not princess.
Such a come bad on, man. With it.
This tugboat. This damn tugboat.
Where are the chitlin crocs? Where's the collard green crocs? Get it out of here, fried chicken crocs. I'll smack their mouth.
Aye.
You are stupid. You should stay in your house. You should not go out. You should not procreate. You shouldn't have any friends. You shouldn't have any family.
I was talking
you
to our boss, Len.
I'll smack their mouth.
Edison Volquez.
Get a highlight, boy.
I have been using deodorant sporadically.
Get your ass right, son.
Get out of here.
I'm worried about old damn day.
I'm pleased.
Excellent work, as always, by Dan Day. Brings it strong every week. Here's the Julie Durda from Local 10. Her tweet right now says, South Florida, please pay attention to the updated watches and warnings. There is now a hurricane warning. Hurricane warning, not a watch. A hurricane warning in effect from Boca Raton to the Volusia-Brevard County line. Okay? There's a hurricane watch in effect from Hallandale Beach to south of Boca Raton. And so, be aware that it looks now like Florida may see the landfall, and it may be, you know, around me here in Boca or all the way up to Volusia or Brevard County. So keep an eye on Hurricane Isias, which is going to make landfall probably sometime tomorrow. All right, Steve Goldstein is going to join us in the next segment. You still got Panthers hockey tomorrow. You got Heat basketball tomorrow. Goldie is going to join us here momentarily.
J&K Roofing has been here for you for over 40 years, and they're here for you now. South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. I am a customer. I looked up at my roof about a month and a half ago, and I saw a little spot, and the next day it was bigger, and the next day it was bigger. I had to call J&K Roofing because they are the best, like I say, for over 40 years. And when they came out, they got me right. There's no job too big. There's no job too small. I didn't know what was going on. I just wanted to assess the situation. J&K came out, told me what was wrong, told me how to fix it, told me what they'd fix it for. They are so efficient, and that's all that Donnie talks about, the owner. When I ask him, how have you been around? How have you been dominating the roofing business for over 40 years? And he told me, I understand. We understand what the customers want. They want high-quality material and highly skilled workers that are on time, that are professional, and respectful, and that's what J&K gives you. Y'all gotta trust me. Like I said, they came out to my home. They didn't even have to come inside my house to get that new beautiful roof on, protect my palace, protect my family. And right now, the offers you can get, the financing offers you can get through Y-Green, please look into it. It's rainy season. It's hurricane season. We know what's going on. We're talking about something right now in the Atlantic. Call J&K Roofing. Residential, commercial, no job too big, no job too small, and no skilled workers. Like I said, they were on time. 2 days they had to come under my house. On time, efficient, respectful. They explained everything to me, what they were doing, and made me feel confident in their work. And I had some special clay barrel something on the house. They found an exact match. The high quality materials, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, whatever kind of roofing material you have or you want, they will find it for you. And quality service, safety, and health is all that's on their mind because they know, like I said, Donnie told me, they want to make the customers happy. Give J&K Roofing a call with any roofing needs, concerns, questions, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. Questions, concerns, repairs, whatever you need, J&K Roofing's here for you, and J&K knows that we're all in this thing together.
Hey, Solana, someone texts in, we should get Stacey King saying Antetokounmpo. Do you think you can take a look for that?
Yeah, I'll have that.
Stacey King is one of the Chicago Bulls broadcasters now. He used to play for the Bulls. All right, so find that, because that's probably going to be funny. Might rival Jake Gillangelo.
His name's Stacey.
Stacey, you don't know Stacey King?
No.
And his name's Stacey. Stop it. Stacey King will whoop your ass.
Oh, well, I got to look him up now. You're going to pull that out.
Okay, you do that because Stacey King will whoop
He sounds very Chris Boshes to me. Chris Boshes to me.
He will whoop your ass.
Soft.
All right, we'll take a break. Steve Goldstein, not soft. Gangster Steve Goldstein. He's going to talk some Panthers with us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hock and Crowder.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday. Always a little bit extra special. Let's go, Funky Buddha. I got to drink some Funky Buddhas to forget that this hurricane is headed right towards Boca.
Go load up on hard seltzers, baby. You can't deal with a hurricane better.
I'm ready to go. I was just looking at the Twitter from John Morales from NBC6, and he said he likes to hand plot it just like old school. And one of his tweets says, I get a straight line to Boca Raton. But he also adds, but the Bermuda High is weakening, not getting stronger. What are the chances it can keep going in this beeline to Boca? And then he also writes, and think how very remote the possibility is of a west turn, giving the weather map today and this weekend. And so that would be good news, obviously, not for me and Boca, but it would be good news for Dade and Broward, the majority of our listening, and Monroe County, majority of our listening audience there. The further north that it would go along the Florida coastline there. So keep an eye, though. Keep an eye open. Next big update will be 11 p.m. this evening. All right. Jen Figueroa has joined us for a brand new segment. Hello, Figgy.
Hey, guys.
Alex Dono has joined us.
What's going on, guys? And I went over to Fort Myers, where my mother-in-law lives, just to escape the storm completely. I got out of Dodge, man.
You got out of Dodge. You've shown your true colors. Dan Day, he's like the guy that created Titanic, that you see him lowering on the lifeboat with all the women, and he's just kind of looking around, you know? He's like,
Way to leave K-Town.
There's Dono. Everyone else in K-Town.
I don't recall.
Not loyal at all.
And then we got Dan Day here. Hello, Daniel.
I'm not running. I'm loading up on Funky Buddha and riding the storm out.
Yeah, my he man. Is.
Dan, Dan, you're invited to my house whenever, Dan. Just give me a Anytime. Call. Come on over. You got you a bed.
I'm bringing
wow,
a keg.
What about me? That's rude.
I'm bringing a keg.
Oh, J-Fig, it's fine. All the rest of y'all, $300 a night, and it comes with continental breakfast.
So speaking of $300, we're going to put some money on the line here. Normally we do our movie reviews. We're going to, because there's so much sports this weekend, meaningful sports in South Florida. I wanted to get some predictions here, and I'm going to put my own money on the line. And we'll get to that in a moment. So J-Fig and Dono and Dan, me, Crowder, Solano, we're all going to make our predictions for Heat and Panthers tomorrow. But before we do that, we have been enamored the last couple days with a couple mispronunciations, and then we added a new one to the list today, and then we were notified via text that there is another one we should look into, and Solana has looked into it. So real quickly here, before we give our predictions, Crowder yesterday tried to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday yesterday. He tried to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. It came out like this.
And all the snorkenegger.
I don't blame you.
Right. So, and you know, it just, you know, whatever. And that got us thinking about the time Rick Ross tried to say Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. And then that got us, this is unbelievable. I don't know if you guys have heard this. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo's rookie season. Eric Reed, who is one of the best basketball broadcasters on the planet, I think he was probably prepared correctly, but then just got caught up in the moment with a very difficult name. Here's Eric Reed
for three.
Oh, wait, I gotta set it up better. Here's Eric Reed saying Antetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo for three.
Adetokounmpo.
He gave up.
Then today, Crowder tried to say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Where'd you get that from? It's my question.
I was
well,
reading
kind of the way it looks.
No, even yeah, I can say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Do y'all know
yeah,
what
you
phonics?
Know Jake Gyllenhaal.
I read phonically, and phonics, it says Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, kind of how you said Avril Lavigne, Avril Lavigne, whatever it was.
Avril Lavigne. It's phonetic. Don't give
it
me.
It is not.
Listen,
Avril
don't
Lavigne.
Give me. Don't tell me this has Latin descent. Write the letters you want me to read, Gillen Jilly Holly.
So after we played Giannis Antetokounmpo from Eric Reed, play that one more time.
Adetokounmpo for three.
Adetokounmpo. Someone texted in and said you should hear Stacey King saying Giannis Antetokounmpo. Stacey King used to play for the Chicago Bulls when I was growing up. Now he's a Bulls broadcaster. I have not heard this. Solana has. Let's hear Stacey King saying Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Whoa, that's even worse. That's even worse.
Antetokounmpo? What did he say?
Giannis,
Arrumbo. Arrumbo.
He rolled the R, though. He rolled the R.
Arriba. Arrumbo.
With confidence, too. So did Eric Reed. Like, they both said it with so much confidence that
yeah,
you kind of have to respect
one more
it.
Time.
Adetokounmpo for three.
And play Crowder saying Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Hey, this Stacey King got me because there's no R in Antetokounmpo. Like, come on, Stacey. Where the hell did R come from?
He totally ejected on the name. He had no idea how to say it, and so he put an R in there. Play one more time.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Out of Carumbo.
Right. Fig, that wasn't phonetics. That he made
no,
something
that,
up.
I don't even know what that was.
I go phonetic. That was out of
Carumbo.
Say
right.
Jake Gyllenhaal one more time.
Here's the and now he knows it. Play Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
I want that as my ringtone.
All right.
Gyllenhaal.
Here we go. Prediction Friday. This is going to be a new thing. Prediction Friday. So you got the Heat and the Panthers. They both have meaningful games tomorrow. I'm going to put up my own money here and see if anyone can cash in. Donna, when we were texting about it this morning, said it's very similar to win Ben Stein's money or win Fred's money from Howard Stern show. Yes, I'm putting up some money here to see if anyone can nail two predictions and the score. So here's what I want to do. We're going to go around the room. You give me the prediction. I'm not even using the lines. I'm not using the lines. You give me the outright winner, Heat or Nuggets tomorrow, Panthers or Islanders tomorrow. And if you're right on both of them, then you're also going to give me the total points scored in the Heat-Nuggets game. So if you think the game's going to end 105-105, you guess 210, right? And if you're within 10 points of your total and you get both your predictions correct, I'll give you $100. And if you all get it right, I'll give you all $100. Ooh. All right?
Yeah. I don't Everybody think you specified in a text message with the whole getting everything correct.
What?
What?
Uh-oh. I don't think you specified that completely
Figgy.
In fine,
it's
fine print. Yeah.
It's
what do you mean? What do you think fine I said? Print. Pick some games and I'll give you $100?
No, I don't think you fully said like both games have to be correct.
Well, why would you win money if you got it wrong?
Hey, it could be one or the other.
No, and by the way, I did say it in the text.
I'm looking.
Now I've got to go back and look at it.
Have all y'all started drinking? Am I the only one not drinking yet?
But why do you think you would win money by getting picks wrong?
Because I'm fake.
Let me see if I can. Let's see. By the way, she's got
Fig,
the.
She should only. Fig should only win if she gets them wrong.
Oh, just kidding. It says both predictions.
It says if anyone gets both predictions correct and comes within 10 points of the total. I sent it at noon. All right, so let's go around the room. I'll start with Crowder. Crowder, you got to give me Heat or Nuggets, Panthers or Islanders.
I got you. The Islanders win. The Islanders win by a score of 4-1, total of 5.
It doesn't matter. All you need is Islanders or Panthers.
I'm
going to go over the rules here again. You're only picking.
Deeper, baby.
No. You're only picking the winner in each game and then the total points scored in the Heat-Nuggets game. Islanders or Panthers, you got the Islanders. Heat or Nuggets?
Islanders, 5 total points. Scores.
Just forging ahead, huh? Just forging
ahead. Heat win by a total of 192. Low scoring game.
All right. But they don't win by 192. You say
no.
Total
of 192.
The game is 192. I got you.
And the Heat win.
All right. Dono, Islanders or Panthers?
Panthers.
He's taking the Panthers. He's
what's
part of the pregame.
What's
I'm
the
guessing.
Score you got? What's the score
no,
you got?
No, we don't need the score! And do you like the Heat or the Nuggets? Heat
like
or the
Nuggets?
He likes the Nuggets. All right. See? Already we have differing opinions.
You guys are confusing me.
And what is your total score for the Heat-Nuggets game?
215.
215. Nope. All right. Nope. J-Fig.
Nope. I'm so confused.
I'm so confused. So confused.
This is, I mean, how could this be any clearer? I don't know. I mean, what am I surrounding myself
with? This is how I wrote
with?
Mine down, okay?
Uh-oh. All right, let's hear what you wrote down.
Okay, so Miami 102 and Nuggets 96. The Miami wins by 6 points. The Miami Heat win by 6 points.
Okay, but what's the total score of that game?
198.
198?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you've got the total of 198. That's good. You've got it. And do you have the what?
Talking
and
hood the right there. Rusty. They rusty.
And do you have the Panthers or the Islanders?
I'm going to go for the Panthers.
All right. Nope. So you've got the Heat and the Panthers, and you've got a total of 198.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Solana, go ahead. I can't wait to hear this.
Can you repeat the seriously.
Instructions?
No.
For me.
Just like what Dono, J-Fig, and Crowder's high scores were. That's all. What their total scores were.
Well, it doesn't, because more than one person can win. So if you guess one over, like you're on the Price is Right, it doesn't matter. But Crowder's got 192. Dono's got 215. J-Fig's got 198.
Okay. I have the Islanders winning 3-1.
And I don't need the score of the Panthers game.
I had it 4-2 Panthers, by the way, just in case you
And the
right
Heat
down.
Nuggets, who do you got winning that? I'm sure you have the Heat winning that.
Yeah, Heat. I got Heat winning, and I got the total score. You said Dono's 215?
Yeah.
All right, I got 214.
You're so ridiculous.
$1, Bob.
Well, that would be the opposite of it, though. You would have to get it exactly right if you go one under what the guy is picking. It's the opposite of how you play.
This is chess, not checkers. All right,
I got it. Oh, there we go.
All right, I don't know if it's chess. I think this is torture. I've immediately developed a migraine. Also, I'm praying for the hurricane. Searing pain. I'm praying for the hurricane to get here sooner so that maybe I can get out of this segment.
Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
Dan Day, Heat or Nuggets?
Well, after that demoralizing Pelicans loss last night where J.J. Redick at 36 looked in better shape than 20-year-old Zion Williamson. Congratulations, Crowder.
There's your headlines with Dan Day. Now, can I get Heat or Nuggets?
Pessimism all around.
Extra stuff, man.
I've got the Nuggets. I got 208, and I've got the Islanders.
Nuggets, Islanders, and a total of 208.
Hmm.
All right.
Pessimistic.
And I'm, I guess I should do mine as well. You guys will all pay me if I get this correct.
For sure.
I can't all hear right. you. I'm disconnected.
Hello?
I've got the Nuggets, I've got the Islanders, and I've got a total of 226.
What's the all score right? in the Islanders game?
It doesn't matter!
4-1.
If you want to...
Can you scream at them one more time, please?
Oh, my God.
It gives me complete joy.
I mean, do you? How do you people function? All right. If you want to see Jay Figg's review of the movie Zapped, she watched it, you can check out her Instagram, Jay Figg Radio, letter J-F-I-G Radio. Honestly, everybody needs to be very safe this weekend because Hurricane Isaias is approaching.
Nope.
Follow.
I don't think
what?
That's the correct pronunciation.
Nope. All right, what is
uh-oh.
It?
You got
Isaias?
It. Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
Isaias.
Isn't it Isaias?
Yes. Yeah.
Isaias. Isaias. You're correct. Mm-mm. Isaias.
Oh, Hispanic
Hurricane
background.
Isaias.
Yeah, it comes in
she
handy.
Got me on that one.
Oh, look
but
at
can you.
You
say Schmeckle?
Schmeckle. What?
Didn't sound right.
I just had you talk dirty in Yiddish. All right. I actually did. I really did.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Was it good for everybody else? All right. Great. So everybody, honestly, Zap. Be safe. Keep an eye on the hurricane because the last 5 o'clock update has it really approaching our coastline. 11 o'clock is the next big update. Be safe this weekend. Wear masks, prepare your homes, and watch the news. Keep an eye on Julie Derda on social media. Thank you, by the way, Julie Derda joined us today. Goldie, Steve Goldstein, you heard him. Go Panthers. Who else do we have on today? Lee Sterling gave you some winners, hopefully. Mark Richt, former head coach of the Hurricanes, he was on. You can use the radio.com rewind feature if you want to go back and listen to any of that stuff. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will speak with you el lunes.
I love my Schmeckle. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.